This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. Addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi, he said India is signing trade and mobility agreements with several countries that open countless opportunities for the country's skilled youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that on this significant day, more than 61,000 young people are beginning a new chapter in their lives by receiving appointment letters for government services. Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade.
भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र बड़ी इकोनॉमी है जिसने एक दशक में जीडीपी को डबल किया है. आज दुनिया के 100 से अधिक देश भारत में एफडीआई के जरिए निवेश कर रहे हैं. वर्ष 2014 से पहले के 10 वर्षों की तुलना में भारत में 2.5 गुना से अधिक एफडीआई आया है और ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश का अर्थ है भारत के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर.
The Prime Minister highlighted that India is emerging as a major manufacturing power with unprecedented growth in production and exports across sectors such as electronics, pharmaceuticals and vaccines, defense and automobiles. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has arrived in New Delhi on her official visit to India. In her social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that her visit will explore the next phase of the India and European Union EU strategic partnership. He added that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. She will be the chief guest along with the President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, at Republic Day celebrations on Monday. Both the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU Summit on the 27th of this month. The Election Commission will celebrate the 16th National Voters' Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the celebrations in New Delhi as the chief guest. The theme for this year's National Voters' Day is My India, My Vote, with the tagline Citizen at the Heart of Indian Democracy. In his message on the eve of the National Voters' Day, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar highlighted that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. Indian Railways delivered a first full rake of 42 wagons carrying more than 2,700 metric tons of rice to Anantnag, Jammu and Kashmir on the 22nd of this month. The Railways Ministry in a statement said that this delivery marks a milestone in freight transportation to the Kashmir Valley. A new party joined the Jamaat-e-Islami-led electoral alliance ahead of the February 12 parliament election in Bangladesh. With the inclusion of the Bangladesh Labour Party, the alliance once again comprises 11 partners, a week after an Islamic party announced its exit. Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami is the country's largest Islamic political party. In the Women's Premier League, WPL Cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing a target of 110 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Delhi Capitals made 111 for 3 in 15.4 overs. Laura Woolworth was the top scorer for Delhi Capitals with an unbeaten knock of 42 runs. For Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Saili Sadghare scalped 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.